another thing is we will extend our influence to other churches. And so we want to, we on every third Sunday of every month, the Life family will go to a church, or two churches, I believe, they will go in different time and influence and bring the dimension of God is given. So we want to, as a church, we want to acknowledge the contribution. We want them, and we want to pray for Brother Lai, Ming, the Lai families, okay? Jonathan, and Lydia is in the camp, and also Lisa is in the camp. We want to pray. Come, stand here. Okay, you know, this is very important for protection, for extension, and a blessing according to the vision of God is given to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want the congregation to rise their feet and just stretch of your hand. And say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shaka propriyandaraba. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the Antioch vision. We thank you for the calling of this church. Lord, we thank you in this city, Lord, that we are called to extend and to connect. And right now, we thank you for the Lies family. We commit them to you as they serve, as they go every third Sunday of every month to bring in the influence and what you have, particularly in the worship dimension. I pray, Father, that heaven will come down. Release your grace that the body of Christ will be extension, will expand and increase, and in the purposes of God, use them, Lord. 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 Oh, mightily as they serve you in Jesus' name.
Not by might, not by power of man, but by the Spirit of God. Lord, even as you, Holy Spirit, empower them to present their bodies, by the mercy of God, they are able to present their body as living sacrifice. Yes. Holy, acceptable. This is the service they want to give back to you to be blessed. Continue to stir them up to present their body. That nothing of the mind able to come through to confirm them. Let the mind of Christ, not only for them, for all of us, be imparted. That good, acceptable, perfect will of God will be proven. We thank you as they constantly connect to you, learn the principles to quiet themselves down, quiet in their spirit. Fixing their eyes always above, where Jesus Christ, the Melchizedek, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prophet of all prophets, the great High Priest of all the priests, is speaking. Let them connect, so that the work of God prepared for them will be so fruitful. I will say to them, God bless you and keep you. The Lord's countenance will be shining upon you. The face of God, the countenance of God, will truly shine through you as they present their body daily. We know daily sacrifice is important. Let this be remembered in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mother's Day, or they will be.
Yeah. Every third week they will be here, but if it's Mother's Day or Father's Day or whatever day it comes that is relevant to the body of Christ here, they will be here. They will swap something. God wants to use us. Say, God wants to use us. God wants to use us. Okay, Sunday school, children's church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that you speak to us from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. You are the head of the church. You are building the church. And the gates of Hades will not prevail against us. We make it relevant, Lord, you are building us. And the gates of Hades will never prevail against us. Thank you for giving us keys of the kingdom. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosened in heaven. I pray, Father, not only us, the body of Christ universally, and even in this city, and even in our place, you are building us, we recognize. And I pray, Father, that the fivefold anointing will be released. Your grace that we will hear from heaven will subject to you. Let your anointing flow. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First of all, I want to pray for resurrection life. And after that, this morning is going to be different from what we have. I'm going to be prophetic. Okay, just before that, put in First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. Write it down. In every service, every time when the gathering of the people of God, God is here, is a house of God, gateway to heaven. Jesus, the head of the church, will speak to you, the people of God. And how does he speak? Okay, let's see. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. Verbalize with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It's important. Every time when we gather together in a worship service, in our prayer meeting, in our cell groups, whenever to have, God's presence is there and God will speak to us, especially in four dimensions. The head of the church will speak to the body of Christ or the body in four dimensions. Okay, can we verbalize all in English? Number one, he said, but now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit? Unless I, by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, and by teaching. Okay, whenever we are gathered together, you know, Paul is talking to a spirit-filled church. God speak to us. Number one, revelation. Say with me, revelation. It means from the throne room of God, God can speak to us and minister to us. Today, I believe that is what's going to happen. Whenever you have the word of God, God can speak directly. We need fresh word from heaven. Number two, knowledge. Say with me, knowledge. Knowledge, he said, has to do with the word of God. How many books in the Bible? 66. How many in the new? How many in the old? Okay, this is knowledge. You must know. There's 39 on the Old Testament and 27 in the New. We in Bible school, we were taught 39. That's all you can remember. 3 times 9, 27. So you have the books of the Bible at hand. Okay, this 6, God confined himself within the 66 books. Any revelation, any dimension of God's teaching must come within the 66 books. Now we have supernatural dimension. It must be confined within the 66 books. Angelic teaching on angels must go within the confine of 66 books. Then you can have the revelation of further what is happening, especially it is supernatural by Sid Roth. Amen. Say knowledge. The second one is prophecy. Say with me, prophecy. Dimension of God working through the Holy Spirit, giving prophetic dimension. We need prophetic dimension. Every time when we travel, we got to have the GPS telling us whether we are on the right track. Say prophecy. God can speak to you prophetically. And today that is what I'm going to move on. Lastly, or the fourth dimension is teaching. Say with me, teaching or? It's teaching. Okay, teaching/doctrine. You got to have biblical sound doctrine. Say with me, sound doctrine. Why we are emphasizing on sound doctrine because of sound teaching. You need the teaching, biblical teaching about God, about Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all the dimension, the working of the Holy Spirit, atonement. We went to just Resurrection Sunday. We need the atonement. We need to have biblical sound teaching. Say biblical sound teaching. This dimension will be taught in the church, maybe in the worship service, in our classes, in our cell group. Emphasis on sound teaching because we are living in a day where there is unsound doctrine everywhere. Any doctrine that is out of balance tilts towards heresy. Any doctrine go put out of proportion in certain emphasis, it can give you a wrong behavior in my life and your life. It changes. Any doctrine that is not well prepared and not well taught, find yourself, that will be the loose area in your life and my life because doctrine will help you to live sound life. Our behavior is patterned after the teachings of Jesus. The Bible is the inspired word of God, the final authority in our lives. And anything that is in your life must be grounded in the word of God and in sound teaching. Amen. Okay, these are the things. Say with me, revelation, knowledge, prophecy, and teaching. Two things have to do with mind. Knowledge and teaching has to do with our mental faculty. Whereas prophesying and revelation have to do with our spiritual dimension, the Holy Spirit move. One is with our mind and the other one with our emotions. So God balances the whole teaching. If there's only teaching, there's no spirit dimension you can dry up. Hello? We got to be balanced, and I'm very mindful of having the balance. And God can download his apostolic, prophetic, evangelistic, pastor teaching, anointing to anyone in the body of Christ. And that is why we recognize young leaders coming up, and I know that is prophetic, that is apostolic, that is evangelistic, that is pastoring or shepherding, that is teaching. Teachers will take off your confusion. Whenever there is a spirit of doubts and confusion and unbelief is there, God sends teachers to teach us. It tells us in the book of Jesus went to his hometown. Do you know the story? Jesus went to his hometown in Nazareth. And when he went to Nazareth, he was given the scriptures to read. And when he preached about Isaiah 61, and he began to say this, that today the scripture is fulfilled in your presence because the Holy Spirit has come. And he's talking about his messianic purpose that he came. The people could not believe because of, say, familiarity. Say with me, familiarity. Too familiar. Is that not Joseph's son? It's not his brothers and sisters are here. And Jesus said, a prophet is not accepted in his own country. Then the Bible tells us he could not do anything, miracles or signs or wonders. He could not do anything because of unbelief. Say with me, unbelief. There is such thing as corporate unbelief. There are certain countries you go, corporate unbelief. There's unbelief, and that unbelief can be broken by teaching ministry. Then the Bible tells us Jesus went out villages to villages teaching. Say with me, teaching. So there are teachers that will come and teach us. And this anointing, that's why we select people, train them up. The Holy Spirit will bring in clarity. So whenever there's doubts, teaching anointing comes in. Teaching ministry comes in. They clarify. Apostolic will establish doctrine. Say with me, doctrine. The prophets will correct the doctrine, will position. Apostles and prophets cannot work alone. They cannot work alone. They have to work in unity. One will be established doctrine. The other one will be establishing the doctrine. There will be evangelistic. This is what we need. The anointing of soul winning anointing to equip you and me and to go and to reach. Let me put another statement. In all the world today, Jesus is in heaven, ahead of the church. Jesus is building the church. Say with me, building the church. It's the only institution that he is building. It may be a revelation, but it's true. It's the only institution Jesus, the head of the church, is building. Others are established in a certain destiny, and God, Jesus, by his word, upholding nations and destiny. But when he comes to the church, he said, I will build my church. He's building you and me. Whenever we say church, it's you and me. Say with me, I am the church. There is a corporate church worldwide, or worldwide church. But each church should be a part and parcel with small local church in a given locality. In other words, a big church or universal church that Jesus is building is made up of many, many local churches established throughout the nations of the world. And we are a part of the universal church. Say with me, we are a part of the universal church. We are part of the universal church. So make sure that we don't divide. We recognize each of them. Each of the church has certain vision, certain dimension, certain destiny that God gives and Jesus built. This is found in Revelation chapter 2. Chapter 1, 2, 3. Jesus, the head of the church, he said, I'll keep the stars, which is the pastors or the leaders of the church, in my hand. And he talked about seven churches, and seven churches has different local vision, and each has a purpose collectively, and Jesus is in the midst. Amen. That is how Jesus is building the church. You are important to Jesus. I'm important to Jesus. Let me put another statement. Jesus and the church is one. Say with me, Jesus and the church is one. The church universal, the church local, is connected with Jesus. They are one. He is the head. We are the body. We are connected by the Holy Spirit. We are not alone. We are not independent. As many people say, I'm independent. No, we are not. We are interdependent. And we are God dependent. Jesus is the head. Say with me, Jesus is the head. We are the body. And the body is connected by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Makes sense or not? The neck is the holds my head and the body. So we are the body all over the world. And God is doing something upon the earth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Take that verse. I'm just going to flow with the Holy Spirit. I have certain things that the Lord wants to speak to you. Do you believe the Lord wants to speak to you? Are you open? I want to call this prophetic dimension. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 14. Can you read with me? Because the word of God is giving us what God is doing. Okay, will you read with me? Number one, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. There is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that begins. And I recognize it, particularly in 2017. There's an increase all over the world, not only us, all over the world. There is something, what we call an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpourings began on the day of Pentecost. But in these last days, say with me, last days, closing age, God is pouring out the Spirit. And in that spirit, what is he pouring out? We got to know, scripture tells us, God pours out in this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And this morning, my prayer is you will come in alignment to what God is pouring. What God is pouring. Say alignment. I come in alignment. Okay, God is pouring out his spirit. And in that spirit, one of the great dimensions is God pour forth the grace of God. Say with me, grace of God. Say with me, grace of God. I know we all have abbreviation, great riches at Christ's expense. This is the power that you don't deserve, but God is pouring out grace. And also the divine power to do God's will. Two definitions of grace. The great riches at Christ's expense. That means the favor of God has come upon you. Second, there is a dimension to do divine will of God. God is putting many giftings and different callings. In order to shift into that dimension, you need God's divine ability. Say with me, God's divine ability. So all pastors and leaders and all, we are coming. There's an emergence of new leadership at this time, which emergence of it, and you can never function in the callings and functions and apostles and prophets and whatever you're doing upon God putting divine ability. This is called grace. And grace is now being poured into your life and my life. Say grace. Grace. Divine ability. Divine. Unmerited favor is coming upon us. And I want you to know, recognize not only in your work, recognize deep in your heart there is an outpouring grace. Say with me, grace. This grace will bring into the connection to the love of God. Say with me, the next dimension is the love of God. So there is an emphasis on the grace of God, but also there is an abuse of the grace of God in many places, which I'm not going to go, but we got to keep it balanced. But also there is a dimension of the love of God. It comes from God through the Holy Spirit. Say with me, second dimension is the outpouring, in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is the love of God. Love of God. Say with me, love of God. This love is from Jesus. It never comes from anybody. It is through the Holy Spirit. God takes it from Jesus. Father give it to Jesus. And Jesus give it to through the Holy Spirit. And the love of God is poured through the Holy Spirit. You will begin to love one another. I tell you this, the devil hates this. He'll try to cause division. And the greatest division he can have is offenses. When we are offended, we cut the flow of the love of God. So we can't flow with what God is giving. May God help us that we be connected with the love of God. Racial barriers have to come out. Cultural barriers, religious barriers. The most important barrier is religious spirit that divides. But the grace of God, the love of God comes in. I pray from today that each of us will so fill with the Holy Spirit that we don't see any division, but we see as members of the body of Christ. Say with me, members of the body of Christ. Regardless the race, status, wherever you are, we flow with the love of God. And if you can gel with the love of God, bringing down all self and love in unity, I want to tell you, the world will see Jesus in us. Amen. The world will see Jesus in us only by the love of God. The Antioch church loved so much. You know, and there was a Jerusalem church. Then the Jerusalem church declined because of racialism, because of traditions, because of many setbacks, pride. God had to take the anointing of the Jerusalem church and put it to a church which is called in Antioch. All nations, all churches of all nation, every tongue. And in that church, God began to raise up their fivefold anointing. Jesus began to grow the church. It is becoming a model church of all the churches. And that church was so filled of the Holy Spirit, because before we were known as Christians, we were known as the church in the way. The church in the way of Jesus, okay? But because they began to love so much and care for one another, the world began to use a nickname. In fact, it is negative. Say, look, look, little Christ. Look there, look, little Christ. And that is where we get the name Christian. Christian was a nickname, negatively. Say, look, they were mocking and said, they are little Christ, little Christ, little Christ. Christian. The church in Antioch is called Christian, and it is biblical. So till now today, we are called Christians. No more negative. In fact, Christ, C-R-I-S-T, full stop, I, full stop, am, nothing. That is the abbreviation for Christian. Christian is Christ, I am nothing. Say with me, Christ, I am nothing. All but Christ. May God help us that Christ in you will come up in you. It is the love of God. It's the love of God. So the love of God is now Paul's definition of love. We cannot define love in human term. We have to define from God's term. He will love us and help us. He care for us. I want to tell you this morning prophetically. God loves you full stop, in spite and despite whether you perform or not. Say with me, God loves me. It's full stop. God loves me, full stop, in spite and despite. You know, we in human term, the word love has to perform to get love, approval. Am I making sense? We need approval to be loved. But in God, even if you sin, God loves us because that is why the Holy Spirit is there to convict us and bring us back. Say, God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Get into your spirit. That is why this outpouring, God loves us so much that he puts a dimension of love. And it is from God that flows to the body of Christ. Say with me, God is love. Say, God is love. God loves me. Okay, God is love. God is love me. And so since God loves me, how can I demonstrate the love of God? I demonstrate by loving God, by love God and love your neighbor as yourself. You love God, let your love be so self, be so loved with God that you can love your neighbor. The dimension of the pouring of love in you by God is the dimension you can love your neighbor, your spouse, your church members, and the world at last. It comes from God. Say with me, comes from God. I hope I'm making this point. It is God loves you, and you, all you can do is to respond to God's love. Hello, am I making a... If someone loves you, if there is no response to love, you can't work anything. People get married because they fall in love and they respond to one another, and then they come to me and say, we want to get married because there is a response. I want to say, God loves you. All the best you can do is say, Lord, I respond. I do not know, but I just respond to your love. That's all God wants. God in his love will pour that love to us, and that love in your heart can never contain until you love your neighbor as yourself. How much you love God and how much you love God and God loves you is how much you can give your love to your fellow neighbors. Am I making? This is the cure for family, spouses. If you connect and you get the love of God, you can pour it out to others. The world will see something new is taking place. In this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, there's an emphasis on love. Not as a doctrine, not as a discussion, not as a debate, as an experience. Say with me, experience. The love of God must be an experience in your life that will break your life, that will break every wall of limitation, and you can see God. People can see God. Amen. Do you know that the love of God, this love of God will take you to a new dimension, what we call communion of the Holy Spirit. Say with me, communion of the Holy Spirit. Communion. Where is the Holy Spirit today? 5/5/2019. Where is God, the Holy Spirit today? Are you sure? Without the Holy Spirit, you have no life. Holy Spirit. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, you are the container of the Holy Spirit. Am I making sense? We carry the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit in us manifest. And wherever you go, you manifest the life of Christ. This is true. When Jesus was on earth, he was in from Nazareth, he moved to Capernaum. And in Capernaum, to the coastal area, this is what the Bible says. In the area, in the land of Zebulun, when there was darkness, and in the land of Naphtali, where there is shadow of death, light has come. Have you read that verse? Okay, light has come. Who has come? Jesus, who is the Son of God, Son of Man, the Redeemer has come. He hasn't gone to the cross, but where is the church at that time? It is in Jesus. Jesus carried us. Jesus is the church. Jesus at that time, pre-cross, he went to Zebulun and Naphtali. Light has come. What happened is when Jesus went there, the atmosphere changes and people saw the light. Taking that message of Jesus, today Jesus in the flesh is the church. Wherever you go, you dispel darkness to light. Are you with me? Wherever you go as a born-again, spirit-filled people, atmosphere changes. Light has come. And when you begin to live a life and when you begin to talk, something will happen. We are atmosphere changers. We are changers because of the light has come. The love of God and the light has come. The Holy Spirit is our key. He will guide us and lead us. The communion of the Holy Spirit with the Father will release the dynamic power of the purposes of God in your life and my life. Are you with me? Yes. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Say with me, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The grace of God is expanded. The love of God is manifested. And the communion of the Holy Spirit is taking us into a new realm. On the fifth day of the fifth month of 2019, God is taking the church, the Holy Spirit taking to a church to see the unseen realm. This is, I want to say, prophetic. You will begin to see the unseen realm. Anything that is happening in the natural is controlled by a spiritual dimension. You will see your issue from God's point of view. One of the things is we are struggling with so many things in our life. They call it mysteries of iniquities. Say mysteries of iniquities. Mysteries of iniquities have come and we are struggling flesh and blood to the things that are spiritual. But if God opens a door and says it's a demonic realm and all your demonic force, all you're doing in the name of Jesus, I bind you and break your power, it leaves, you'll have answers. Some of your struggles in your life, in your family, in your businesses, in your studies, in everything, some of the things are spiritual in nature. May God open our eyes. All you have to say, Lord, show me in the spirit realm what is taking place. God, beginning of the month, God spoke to me that this 2019 is a year of many birthings. Many things that are going to be birthed. God, by the way, you are alive. You say, I'm alive. Who controls the day, your timeline of your on earth? God, isn't it? You entered in by the door of birth. You grew up, God, and then you're going to exit in the door of death. Between the two doors, we call it time. I do not know how long the distance within the two doors in your life, my life, but one thing I know, thus far, God has kept you. You got some journey to go through. You are here for a purpose. Don't think if anybody or any voice tells you you're useless, you have nothing to do, I want to tell you, it's a lie of the devil. God has put you alive today and in this fellowship because you have a purpose and a destiny to complete. My father died early 50s. I'm turning 68. I thank God for an extension. This different time. You're alive. All I want to know, tell you is you're alive because God has certain function and contribution to the body of Christ. If you have finished your race, you wouldn't have been here. You have gone to heaven. Hello? You serious, isn't it? You got to lock into the things of God. You are there either to pray, either to help, either to contribute something to the body of Christ, especially. Don't think you're useless. God controls your life time before the door of death. So while we are doing, ask the Lord, Lord, I want to come in alignment to the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. I want to come to take the grace of God. I want to be so filled with the love of God. I want to fulfill my destiny only led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Father, I pray. I break every mindset, every routines of life that has taken the step of vigor and purpose in life. I break that bondage. Every demonic attack that comes upon our mind and our lives and our difficulties that seems to be impossible, I break that wall of limitation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every mindset, every false doctrines and everything that is wrong, everything that is not of God, I break that demonic spirit. I cast out that demonic spirit out of our lives and our mind, and I speak your will of God. Lord, that you have great purpose for you and for us. You have great purpose for every individual. You birthed them into the world. They are special before you, made in an image of God. Now in the course of them, they have come to know you as personal Savior. Destiny have been revealed. Destiny have been put in. And Lord, at this time, on the fifth day of the fifth month of 2019, we are still alive because you have a destiny for us. I speak destiny. I speak destiny. That the Holy Spirit will take them beyond their limitation. They will fulfill the function. They will fulfill their destiny in Jesus' name. Amen. Connect with the Holy Spirit, what God is doing. Now, what God is speaking in 2019. I want to update because we are not a dead church. We are not an old church. We are a church we call, say with me, restoration. We are under restoration. God has been restoring. We are restoring things. I do not know whether I'll go and see what God has restored. Many things are restored. God has restored in your spirit and spirit. Many dimensions. We got to be a restoration church. Because if you don't go on restoration, you will become a fossil. You know what's a fossil? Have you heard the word fossil? All science students will know fossil. A fossil is an animal that has given life and was going on a journey, then at a certain point of time, it refuses to go beyond, and so he died. And so that became a fossil. And I pray none of us will be fossil. None of us will, everybody will fulfill our journey. Amen. God made you, God chose you, God called you. Say with me, God made me, chose me, ordain me for a purpose. I want you to go beyond that. God made you. God chose you. God sent you. You didn't make yourself. You didn't. In fact, you didn't ask permission for God whether I can be born on planet Earth. God chose you before the foundation of the world. God put this figure on you, whatever you are, your face. Don't let anybody say you're ugly. Okay? God chose the best face, the best physical body. God gave you his best like his son and gave you and came into this world and came into the world in 1951. I came to the world. I didn't choose, but God gave me parents, unchangeable. The situation, everything you go, everything is on time. Say with me, on time. Everything in your life is on time. On time is God's plan. All you have to do, if you connect, you know your on time plan. And now you're born again. You're filled with the Spirit of God. Now you're opening up to a new dimension. God will show you many things. The communion of the Holy Spirit will take you to new dimension. Many things will be birthed in your life and my life. But every birth, because it's from heaven, must be done by praying and groaning in the Spirit. Say with me, praying and groaning in the Spirit. One of the purposes that they've changed the cell group a prayer meeting to 4:30 on Friday, Saturday, is basically we have enough time to move into the Spirit and move and birth destinies in your life. I pray that none of us will abort our destiny. Amen. Okay, now let's see what God says in 2019. We are living in a different season. Say with me, different season. God raised up many heroes of the faith, especially after the Second World War. We call it the post-World War heroes of faith. And each man God raised up to establish certain things in the church. Okay, some of them have brought revival. Some of them have brought truth. Billy Graham was raised up, and in 1949, he started his ministry bringing the salvation of the Lord. He was the John the Baptist of our times. No miracles, but John the Baptist. To preach that, he touched what we call the evangelical world and the evangelical awakening. That awakening brought a lot of revival to England and even in Australia. In England, it touched a place called Keswick. Have you heard about Keswick Convention? Okay, and in Australia, it was in Kenwick here, in Perth. My pastor, who was an evangelical in 1968, used to come to Perth, and he said, I'm going to a place called Kenwick in Perth. Why? Because we are having a Keswick Convention. It was started by the evangelicals and his book. It was carried on until the charismatic movement came, because there was no dimension of the Spirit but the Word of God. Then God raised up many men in the spiritual movement, and some of them you know. T.L. Osborne, healing evangelist. Oral Roberts, healing dimension. We have A. Allen, brought in prophetic healing. God raised up, and these people have walked their life and they have finished the race. Men like another man who moved into the gifts of word of knowledge. He just died. I forgot his name. Not William Branham. I forgot his name. He just died last month, just 2 months ago. Paul Cain. He was one of the sharpest with William Branham and Paul Cain. The word of knowledge was supernatural that he could detail. My lecturer in Bible school, Leslie Martin, was a young boy, and a mother who had a single mother. Mother was having a one leg long and one leg short. He was taking him to church, Baptist church in America. And this is what he told me. He went to a stall, bought tomato sandwich, gave it to Leslie Martin, and she took and she hopped along to the church. And as he went into the church, the speaker was William Branham with Paul Cain with him. And Branham said to this, there's a lady who came. You have a 6-year-old son. You went into a stall and bought a sandwich, a tomato sandwich. Will you come? You have a leg infirmity, one leg well short. Will you come? And Leslie Martin said he was shocked that someone can tell about the detail, because he was eating the sandwich. He came over and said, and she came over, put her in a chair, put her leg straight, and said, lady, God really loves you. God really loves you. God really loves you. And he's like, went straight. These are miracles that need to return to the body of Christ. And my lecturer said, Leslie Martin said this, I saw the miracle, and that is why he came to Malaysia as a missionary. God raised up these people. Now they have died. Now it's a different season. Another man, my principal by the name of Dalma Gwines, he went to Bible school, and the Holy Spirit was moving, and he was there. And in the chapel hour, the Spirit of God was moving so strong that many of them was just slain in the Spirit. Class was suspended, and they were there. And the pianist was playing the piano. And the pianist too was slain in the Spirit, but there was still the music going on. And Dalma Gwines, my lecturer, said, "Hey, this music is so soothing." He said, "How come my pianist is playing very well?" He looked out, there was no pianist, but the music was going on. And he said, from there, he said, there is a dimension of worship God wants to restore to the body of Christ. You know, these things are, these people are alive. Dalma Gwines' wife passed away last year, but he's still alive. But I want to tell you, many men and women of God have went away. And in the body of Christ, the teaching ministry was established. You see, the most confusion theology in doctrine was the end time. Say with me, end time. Say end time. There is a lot of endless confusion in all Bible school about end time. God raised up a man, an Australian man, Kevin Connor. Raised him up from his orphan state, taught him the word of God, brought him into heaven. You know, he went only year 7 in Melbourne, but God chose him up, bring him up, went to Portland Bible School where he was teaching at the same time. God gave him the dimension of all the doctrines, and his life was spent to establish sound doctrine. He's the only man we discover using the principle of interpretation. He could exegize Genesis, Daniel, Ezekiel, the book of Revelation, Jude, and he could see the whole thing on a word study, and he solved the age-old end-time theory or end-time doctrine of the 3.5 years tribulation, then the 1,000 years millennium, then the body of the new heavens and the new earth. Meanwhile, he's the only one who can, or he's the one of the group God raised up for us to establish the thorny difference in theology and doctrine. And so today we have sound doctrine. Many have said 7 years, 3 years, but he said 3 years, 3.5 years, 42 months. He just gave us a whole month. And then we could say that the millennium is a Christian millennium. That is the time that God will restore the church. After that, there will be a war, and the earth will be taken by God will give back the earth to the devil. By the way, I will tell you, the earth will become a ball of fire. Our new home is new heaven and new earth. This has been brought by Kevin Connor and the team in Portland. God, he passed away in February. Okay, now I can tell you many heroes of faith have come in and stopped. So now, who is alive? We have only one or two still alive. Bill Hammond is alive, the father of prophets, the father of the prophets and the apostles. He's still alive to give direction before God. He's in the 80s. Now we are in a new season. Say we've been new season. New season. We need word of God. Let's see what Bill Hammond said about 2019. Okay, can you put in? And I want someone to read it. If we can capture the spirit of what is God is saying to us, we will know how to conduct ourselves because we are not alone. Okay, where is Grace? Okay, Grace, will you read with me, please? I want you to just listen to prophets, what they're saying, and I'm getting somewhere. Okay. who has the word of God?
Who has the word of the Lord for the U.S. president? Here are a few of the major purposes God is igniting worldwide in 2019. This year, the light, glory, and power of the kingdom of God are arising like a great tsunami, marked by miracles and extremely accurate prophecies like never before. God wants us to really know what era we are in and stop looking back at the old moves of God. It's not in the First Reformation, nor the thousand-year dark age, nor the Second Reformation of the Church. We are in the Third Reformation, where the finalizing of all things will take place. We have to catch up our theology to fit into the time of the Lord and be established in the present truth, or we will not fulfill our role in this season. From now on, prophets who go to the nations will not just prophesy information, but release a word that causes nations to become either sheep nations or goat nations, depending on their response. This is in preparation for Jesus, the mighty man of war, to come back and judge the nations according to Matthew 25:31 and Revelation 21:24. This year we have won a victory, so like David after Ziklag, we are receiving the same word of the Lord that David then received. In other words, this is the action we, the church, are to take against our spiritual enemy. Attack, take back, and recover all. We are in level 3 of overcoming. We have been overcoming by, 1, the blood of the Lamb, 2, the word of our testimony, and now we must, 3, not love our lives unto death. That means complete death to self, life to spirit, and conformity to the character of Christ. In 2019, we have already entered the second wave of the prophetic, which means we are commanded to prophesy again until resurrection life is activated. Don't wait. Prophesy to the issue you already heard the Lord on and see yourself rise up along with the global church as an exceeding great army. In 2019, the Holy Spirit is beginning an intensified work to purify and perfect us to Christ's likeness and maturity. The final and most important thing to know is this: God's highest calling and purpose for every saint and minister is for them to be conformed to the likeness of Jesus Christ. This is why it is intense. Our responsibility is to choose to be conformed.
Okay. This is a prophetic word. We got to listen to what God is speaking to us. Amen, prophets. We are in the seasons of change, birthing into the things. I want to give other prophetic word what Paul, God gave us, and I want to pick up. Jane Hammon, the daughter-in-law of Bill Hammon, said, it's a year of birthing, and we got to know how to birth in the Spirit. And that is what we are in this fellowship. I want you to read other prophetic word. I will see how, won't keep you long, but let's read the prophetic word, and I want to pray for you all. Okay. Read with me. Okay, 1, 2, 3. You're already
ready for increase. The best wine is coming. The wine is suddenly.
That is Cindy Jacob who said that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any more?
Attack on daily ministrations, taking the presence of God through religion and rituals.
Okay, we will make available these things because it's in our media shop. There is a dimension that you got to feel it in your spirit, man. God is at work. Say with me, God is at work. This is the communion of the Holy Spirit. Okay, in this realm, if you don't catch up, you will be under pressure. Hello? If you don't align yourself, every church activities or things that you're doing, if you can't compute, you'll be under pressure. Get and say, Lord, I want to be in line with you. One of the greatest attack, you mentioned, okay, one of the greatest attack in this time, in where there is a certain, unsound doctrine. Say, we believe in the atonement of Jesus. You know, the Apostles' Creed. In the atonement, Jesus died, buried, rose, everything he did, and brought us back to the Father, sin, everything. And through Jesus Christ, you can enter into perfection. Say with me, through Jesus Christ, I can enter into maturity and perfection. God looks at you through Jesus Christ. Are you with me? So we are perfect in God, but in the reality, our mind and our body is not perfected. Are you with me? There's no eradication of sin. We can still sin. We are going towards spirit. So how do you, Christian, walk with the light? You walk in the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, set you free from the law of sin, is in your daily ministration. The moment you, when you wake up and say, Lord, I come to you. This is a tabernacle prayer. You come in through the altar of sacrifice, the blood of Jesus, the laver, the washing of the word of God, then the candlestick, which is the Holy Spirit, leaven. Then you can come to the place, the holy place, to intercede and enter into the place. What we want is we got to recognize that we can come to the Father only through Jesus Christ. Say with me, only through Jesus Christ. No other way. That means only through the blood. So the moment when you wake up and say, Lord, I come to you, wash me with your blood. Say with me, wash me with your blood. Wash me with your blood. My thought, word, deed, motive, attitude, wash me with your blood. This will make access to the throne room of God. The new tilted teaching, particularly in the hyper grace area, is you do not have to go through the blood. You just enter in because it's by grace, which is offsided. We only come through the blood of Jesus. No man comes to the Father only through the blood of Jesus, only through Jesus Christ. So don't be tricked by the enemy by putting in. We have to come into the washing of the blood of Jesus, enter to the blood. No, come into the blood of Jesus that gives you access. And he goes, this is where. And how he does? He attacks your daily devotional life. If you have come to a place where you cannot control your daily ministration or daily devotional life, you have been attacked. It takes discipline for you morning to get up and say, Lord, I surrender my spirit, soul, and body. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I come to your word. I come to the Holy Spirit. I come to the word. And then you present your praise and worship. You are in right standing. If you don't enter by the blood of Jesus, you are off the course. And that is what the devil will want to do. Amen? I pray that you will be the last book that Kevin Corner wrote is Protection of the Daily Ministration. We'll make the book available. It's very cheap, but also I want to teach on it. The next one that God puts inside to cultivate the presence of God. When you come to a service like this, we are so familiar. I came from an Anglican background where they honor many things to the extreme. The Holy Communion, we honor as the blood and the body of Christ. That's reference. Okay? That is taken to the extreme. When I came into the spirit-filled churches, they come and say the blood and the body of Christ are symbols. Say symbols. They are symbols. And when you say symbols, you take away the reference and the presence of God. So you say, Lord, bless the bread and body. You say, bless the symbols. And you don't have the presence of God. I want to tell you, all the ordinance of God in the church is releasing the presence of God. The Holy Communion releases the presence, the healing of God, and the connection with God, telling us that Jesus is coming back again. Say, presence of God. So in our worship, in our prayer, in the preaching of the word, what is important is the Holy Spirit. God will release himself. And you will see this is a house of God, gateway to heaven. And the greatest attack, we become so familiar that we forget the presence of God. We become so familiar, you become a ritual, you become a religion, and become stale. Are you with me? Don't make our services stale. Don't make a religion. It is a life religion, life relationship. It's living, it's the presence of God. Today we worship God. We sense the presence of God. Today I'm preaching the word. You sense the presence of God. This is what God is restoring. And if anything, the devil will want to say, you become so familiar, you become a religious ritualism. And you take away the life of it. And so let's take this this admonition from Kevin Connor. He said, don't neglect your ministration. Don't neglect the presence of God whenever the body of Christ, love the body of Christ. Amen. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Say with me, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Birthing. Say with me, birthing. Shall we rise to our feet? I want to pray. I have a few others to say, but I want to pray for you. Shall we rise to our feet? Say, Lord. Stretch your hand and say, Lord, I don't want to miss your visitation. I don't want to miss anything you have for me. You know, when I was in 15 December 1973, when I was dying of tuberculosis in the hospital, God healed me, and the next thing I asked Jesus, Lord, because baptism of the Holy Spirit was confusing, so Lord, if there's anything in heaven that I missed it, I want it because I want to serve you. And the Lord baptized me with the Holy Spirit. Say with me, Lord, if there's anything in heaven for me, I want it. I don't want to miss the outpouring. I don't want to miss the visitation. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I break every mindset, everything that has hindered us so far from a living relationship with Jesus. I destroy that dimension. It could be religion. It could be method. It could be personality. It could be methods. We break that, and Lord, let your anointing flow. Let your anointing flow. Lord, let the outpouring of the Holy Spirit come upon each of us, so possessed with the Holy Spirit that we are led by the Spirit like Jesus. We communion with the Holy Spirit. We fellowship with one another with the Spirit of God. Release that dimension right now. Release that dimension right now. Release that dimension. And I speak revival. 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 I speak revival. I pray for unity in the body of Christ. I pray and ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Let me sing that song, Heal Our Nation. And if you want to be prayed for, you can. You know, laying of hands release the presence of God. The gifts of the Holy Spirit receive the presence of God. The anointing of Holy Spirit release the presence of God. You desire to touch the hem of Jesus by saying, Lord, pray for me. Or Pastor, pray for me. You release the, God release the presence of God. Don't miss the presence of God. Heal our nation. Okay. Heal our nation. Lord, as your people respond to your presence, I pray for the activation of the visitation and the anointing and the healing to be released upon the body of Christ. I break every demonic attacks, every demonic attacks of sickness and diseases, every deception to be broken. Free your people into the visitation of the Lord in Jesus' name. I want you to come and just cry out to the Lord. Don't depend on me, but just cry out to God. Your Spirit on this land.